Started on the water wastewater meeting. Has roll call been taken?
Roll call been taken. Let the record show all members are present.
This is a time for public comment. If anyone has any public comment on anything that is not on the agenda, this would be the time for you to talk.
No one on the line.
Okay, anyone in the audience? No, okay. So we are gonna move to draft minutes to be approved. Can I get a motion?
Yeah, I'd make a motion that we approve the minutes.
Okay, second. Motion approved?
Done.
Perfect, done. Now there's no presentations. It looks like we are at updates. Gregory, you are up. Welcome.
So I had an update on the education project.
Government class.
Should be a PowerPoint.
I can't believe that you're done. Sorry, go ahead.
Gregory Harris.
Hi, Greg.
Welcome.
Good to see you.
And I'm here to give you an update on the education project.
Okay.
Awesome.
So you'll remember from last year that that's kind of what our plant looks like now. Originally had two oxidation ditches and some clarifiers. Go ahead and go on the next.
That's old picture.
And this is what we're going to do to the plant. We're going to add a new oxidation ditch, add three new anoxic basins. So that's where we're going. Not quite there yet. That's where we're going. Go ahead. So basic project information, you know, we had the identification master plan upgrade project. That's the official name of the project established in the master plan. Anderson Pacific Engineering is the constructors building the project. We had notice to proceed in June 14th of 2021. So it's been a while, right? We've been working on it a while.
Been a while.
Original finish date was supposed to be 2 years on the button, June 15, 2023. That's been pushed back for a lot of reasons now, but we are currently at October 19th, 2023 for our completion date. However, we're building this thing in phases, and big date, the official date, is bringing anoxic basins 3 and 4 and oxidation dishes 3 and 4 online, and converting the process over to a denitrifying process. That is scheduled for about April this year. So our big official switchover is coming up. And then they'll finish Basin 2. So they'll finish the rest of the project, but our process is going to become a new process around April of this month, or not this month, but this year. Key date is our new permit condition starts December 31st of this year. Our permit changes that requires us to denitrify. So our whole project will be complete in October, but we should have about 7-8 months of good operating time for our permit changes over, which is why we started the project when we did. Original contract amount was around $16 million. Current contract amount is about $18 million. About $1.76 million of that was Pump Station W and a new park screen at the Edwards. And we've spent $13.5 million to date moving in on there.
So don't leave that screen. There's numbers on there I want to talk about.
Go ahead.
So that's great. I mean, it all looks good. And I'm happy that we're giving Veolia a chance to adapt to the new system well in advance of our permit date. That was the whole goal, and you guys accomplished that. Great job with that. It looks like we're really only about 100-something thousand over budget. 1.76 from that's
yes,
okay. Three, we're one.
We're about 300,000
over budget.
Over budget.
And what was our contingency?
We put 10% contingency authorized by the board for Dina.
So that's over $1 million. It's $1.5 million in contingency.
$6 million.
Okay, good. All right.
And the change order for Pump Station W and Inflow Pump Station was a separate board action. Absolutely. So there's plenty of contingency money left.
Great. That's what I wanted to talk about.
We spent about $300,000 out of $1.6 million for the contingency.
Are you concerned that you're going to spend more than that on the contingency? Or are we on track with what you thought we were going to spend with the contingency money?
We're not going to break 1.6 at all.
Okay.
We're going to spend more than $300,000. We've spent out $300,000 to date.
Right.
There's been some weather damage on some things. There's a few things that we have coming up that we'll probably have some change orders on. But in general, we're tracking quite well for changes. Some of the other change orders even in that $300,000, some of the other change orders, we have rotor 3 fail. And we had to rent equipment, get a contractor out, get used to contractor to pull the new aerators. And so there's been some maintenance activities that have sort of occurred in those change orders.
And have become part of the project?
And became part of the
project. Okay.
Yeah, they've run through this project because we used Anderson as the contractor to do some of this work. I'll point some of those out as we come up. But this weather and the general construction has really taken a beating on the asphalt out there, and we had planned on replacing a bunch of asphalt, but there's a whole road that goes back to the oxidation ditch that's just really taken a beating, and we didn't have it in the original job to replace it. So there's going to be some change order left, but I think we'll be in the $500,000 range total at the end of the job.
Nice.
That's good.
Well done.
Yeah. Next slide. So we've had a lot of challenges on the project since we spoke last time. Some of them we talked about last time. The biggest one is we're running an operating treatment plant. I can't just turn it off. I got to build everything in pieces and move things around and move flow back around. So we're putting temporary piping in, moving flow back around, building one piece at a time. That's why it's taking so long. Extensive bypassing. We're on bypass now. We've been on bypassing for months. We're bypassing the whole headworks, and we're putting flow directly into the oxidation dish so we can redo the headworks. Deep excavations, groundwater's everywhere. We're fighting that everywhere we go. We've had COVID supply chain issues throughout the entire job. The whole construction team got COVID. We lost 2 weeks. They all had COVID, and by the regulations, they had to go home. It isn't just the construction team, supply chain issues. Everyone that says the supply chain's fixed, it ain't fixed. There ain't nothing fixed about supply chains right now. We can't get PLCs, we can't get fight. Everything is a don't have it, find some alternate method of doing something for this whole project. And we still face those things. We had a whole slide gate order just to cancel. Stainless steel slide gates, like 20 stainless steel slide gates, $500,000 order. They just said, the vendor just called up after bid time and said, we're not going to do it. Go find them somewhere else.
Did you?
Yes. Yeah.
That's interesting. I was listening to a White House news conference, and they said the supply issue problems have all been fixed by the current administration. You mean that's a lie? Go ahead. I'm sorry. No politics.
Say,
this is an apolitical meeting.
I voted for Biden, but that is not true. That is not true.
Can we find a different? No. Go ahead, Gregory.
Fair enough.
All right.
Anything on the industrial side, electronics, stuff like that, no.
Yeah.
There's constant problems with all that.
The recovery's long and enduring.
Yeah. Rotor number 3 failed. We talked about that. I got some photos of that. So that was in the middle of the job, and that meant we had to stop suddenly because we're out of oxygen in one of the ditches, get a new aerator in here, take the old one out. And we just finally got that ditch offline so we could send the aerator out. But we had to rent an aerator almost 9-10 months. We had to rent an aerator.
It's gone. We've gotten rid of that now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the new one's pretty cool.
What's that?
The new rotor?
Yeah,
the new ones look nice. Yeah. And they perform nice, too. Don't just look nice. They perform nice. We tested them out, had some issues with the testing, did some rework, and now they meet spec. We've had a lot of weather impacts, you know, compared to our normal winters. Last year, we got punched hard in November and December. So we lost a lot of time in November, December. It was dry the rest of the year. But this year, we're just getting hammered over and over again. You know, we're just getting hammered over and over again. And it does two things to us. It slows down the construction, but it also weakens the asphalt, and we just beat the plant up more. You know, the general construction just beats it up more. And, you know, we're going to have to fix some of these things here at the end. You know, can't leave a plant like this. And then, of course, we had the plant rehabilitation issues, plant one, right? So pump station W was a loss. We had to put a new bar screen in plant one. So there are a lot of challenges. But considering all the challenges we faced, it's only be 100 days over on a two-year project. This is the most on-time project of any of the current projects I'm working on. I have two projects more than 1 year over.
Well, I'm glad we could be in your at the top of your thing. I worry about the rest of your clients, but I'm all happy that it's us. It's at the top.
You guys are front of the line.
What?
Okay, next slide.
Anyway.
All right, antioxidant base number 4. So we built antioxidant base 4. We got a big giant hole in the ground. A lot of rebar goes in that hole. And next thing that you got a basin where you didn't have basin before. Go ahead. Oxidation ditch. You start by digging out a racetrack. Then you pour concrete in the racetrack. And then what's all said and done, looks like what you got there on the right. Nice brand new spiffy rotors, putting oxygen in the water. And the wastewater getting treated well. New rotors work good here?
Yes, I do.
There we go. You got the extra right there. They put a lot of oxygen in. So we did some initial testing of those rotors. They did not pass initial testing. We had to delay the project for a month to have them come out and rework those rotors. And they did, and then we were successful, and now we put a lot of oxygen in.
Is there any way to explain briefly how you rework something that's been manufactured and then installed, and what where can you make the adjustments? How does that...
Yeah, so in this particular case, you see that green band going across right under
yep.
the rotors there?
Yep.
So believe it or not, that band was 2 feet lower. And it is a support that holds the cover up. But when it was 2 feet lower, it interfered with the water coming off the rotor and it was hitting it. And it wasn't letting the oxygen get in the water. So all we did, and we did a bunch of investigation, like what happened, we should have passed, what happened. Evoca came out, we had our oxygen testing expert out with us, and we said, Evoca's like, the only thing it could be is that support's too low. So we raised that green support up 2 feet, and then you can see the water's really coming off nice.
You can almost see a shadow between the water and the...
There is, and before there wasn't there.
Okay, I'm with you.
Smashed up and stuff like that. So
now, it was changing the turbulence of the water at that point, not allowing enough oxygen in there.
Right, exactly. The turbidity. So now it has that little gap in between, so you get oxygen on every single side of every single rotor. That made the difference. Our rotors kick butt now.
Great.
And that's oxidation 4. Okay, next. Oxidation 3, you might remember, we had a water line break, flooded up 6 feet full of water. Just another day in Discovery Bay with a lot of water line breaks. So.
It's nice to see the scale there with the person. Like, you realize how...
It was, it's crazy.
How crazy big it is.
So
indeed.
We had a water line break.
Well, look at the matter.
I know.
We got our new basins, all spiffy stainless steel mixers, ready to go. The anoxic basins are ready to go for the changeover. We're working on oxidation 3 right now. So that was good. Go ahead. Little controversy early on. During construction, oxidation 3 moved. So what happened? Well, you know, they're built in little pie pieces. You know, they're individual concrete pieces because you got to go around an arc. You got to let concrete expand and contract, so we got to build it in pieces. And one of the pieces moved. And for a while, everyone was like, oh my God, what's happening? Best we could tell is it's happened over time, maybe even before construction, and no one just noticed. But it didn't move anymore. We monitored it. It hasn't moved anymore. Now that the ditch is dry, it's really just the very top edge, it's a little footing edge, if you would. That moved. The rest of it hasn't.
As it goes in deeper, there's no offset.
In, it lines back up as it goes deeper.
So is that and that happened on the expansion joint, correct?
Yeah.
So can you redo that expansion joint? Is that what you?
Well, believe it or not, it's designed for up to 300% expansion. So
I'm sorry.
The expansion joint is designed to expand 3 times and not break.
Okay.
So we think it's watertight. We'll clean up. There's 2 layers. There's an expansion joint that goes in the center of the concrete with a bulb in it.
Okay.
And then there's this thinner sort of gray coating that's on top. That's only a 1/4 inch thick. That's just like a maintenance coating. You know?
Okay, so it's not like what you would have in a building. Yeah, it's
so
different than what you would have in a building.
We'll prepare that little maintenance coating. But the real thing that's stopping water from leaking is buried down in the structure.
Okay. Have we backfilled against that now? Are they done with that construction there that we were concerned about?
Yeah, so when this happened, they were doing piping in the area. We told them backfill it till the ditch is dewatered, so they backfilled it all up. The ditch is dewatered, so they're working on ditch 3 now. And they went ahead and finished it up. So all that work is done.
And it stayed the same the whole time?
Yeah, it has been.
Good news.
So, but we will have a little cleanup, that little gray joint. We'll have a little cleanup there when we're working on ditch 3.
But we can definitely check that box, though. We don't have to even ask about that anymore.
Yeah, it's not leaking here.
Okay.
We're getting a new headworks. So you can see, you know, we had to rip out all the old concrete, put it, and we had to raise the height of the headworks to accommodate the new bar screens. And now we got our brand nice new heavy duty line channel there above, and our brand new bar screens and compactor. So Anthony's gonna really like those. We used to only have one here, and I remember when it failed, it's like, oh my God, the bar screen failed, and we can't get flow at the plant, and it's this big emergency, need a new bar screen. Now we have two. You're also gonna have a backup one at plant one.
Right.
Yeah. So we're finally gonna properly take care of the red X. So plant one will have a bar screen first. These will back up plant one. And then there's two here, so they can, if they have to cut one down, have a channel. So we have good redundancy on these bar screens. But if you recall, the inflow pump station was on last legs. It was coming apart. We got in there and said, oh my God, let's go ahead and fix all this stuff as long as we're here. Get some nice spiffy new pipe. You can see all the rags pushing through the pipes there on the left. New pipe coming out the top. We fixed all the joints, reset all the bases. So there was some rehab work in there, touched up the coating inside. Nice new spiffy.
That's over at one, right?
So much better.
Go ahead. There's and W. Rest in peace, pump station W. So this is the original pump station in town, Discovery Bay. This was here before any house was here. That's how old pump station W is. Thought it was going to last. It did not last. That's Ken giving the last rites there. Okay. Demoed that out.
Hey, you're spitting it?
And then demoed that out, and then they dug it all out of there, recompacted, reburied it. Now we're going to dig in a new one, pump station Y. Move it on in letters. Okay.
And that's the backup to the effluent if we have to do a bypass, correct?
Yeah, and also maintenance on the effluent.
Maintenance and backup, okay.
Yes. So, you know, the problem that you had when Hoffman built everything. He built one of everything.
You just described what the problem was.
Yeah.
Hoffman built everything. Yeah. That was the problem.
And so, you know, stuff like after 10 years, you got to go do work on your plan. You can't. So, you know. All right, go ahead. Rotor number 3 failure, we talked about it. You can look in the upper left there. The rotor fell down in the wastewater.
Right.
The shaft snapped. 3-inch solid steel shaft snapped. And we had to rent a little rotor. So we had to take out the old rotor, rent a new rotor. And we tried to fix the shaft first. We thought, well, we'll just get a new shaft, but that only lasted a month, so there was definitely damage when the thing fell the first time. And once on rotating equipment, once you get out of off center, you introduce eccentricity, it just sits there and wobbles. And we knew we had a wobble in it. We knew we could see it was wobbling. We thought, well, we'll use it last, but it didn't last, and they needed the oxygen, so we had a red one. So we had to spend a lot of time screwing around rotor 3. Not anymore. Dish 3 is out of service, new rotors going in, and they'll look like the rotors in rotor 4. Go ahead. You recall the aerobic digester, we were going to lose this bank. Water was undermining the light pole and the electrical, and we
That's
can't
crazy.
Have the light pole.
I know, isn't that crazy?
How far up it was. I know, it was right to the road.
I know.
So that was not good. So we fixed all that. There's your new rock there, and it looks good.
The perspective when you see the yellow pole.
I know.
You know, it's crazy that that much was gone.
Yeah. Well, 20 years of just slowly lapping at the shore, right? That's what it did. All right, go ahead. We had some weather impacts, you know.
You think?
We got a lot of water. That's plant 2.
When were these taken?
So this was this year.
Look at 117.
Okay.
17 is my photos there, so it was like the 15th is the day it rained. This is like 2 days later.
For a second, Kevin, if you look and Ashley, if you look at that bottom picture,
yeah,
that is behind the lagoons at Plant 2.
So oh wow!
That is the stormwater collecting on the back 40, I guess you'd call that. That was high enough to come into our evaporation lagoon. That is not the plant itself. The plant's on the other side, so we kept separation. But
barely. There's a road up on top of that berm?
That is the berm on the back side of the lagoons.
I didn't know that there was I've never been up there. I didn't know it was paved. I didn't know it was cut as a, you know.
But that fence is 6 feet high.
That's correct.
It's
So that water was up at least 3 feet.
The water's 5 feet deep at the bottom part of the fence.
Where's the, well, I kind of know where this is. Where's the frog lagoon over there?
So see the back of the solar dryer's top left? The Lagoon 3 overflow is right directly beside it. In the
your
top
finger was just on it, Kevin.
Yeah, right there. Yeah. That's
what I thought.
That's the right. Three, yeah.
But that's the Frog Lagoon, right? Mm-hmm.
Not anymore. It's evaporation.
I know, but that's the identifiable. So that's on the other side. Okay, I've never been up on there before. I've never gotten that far back in the plant before.
So obviously, this is the most rain we've had at the plant since I've been here. And I won't tell you how long that is.
But and that's our land, though, too.
Yeah,
you're on the fence. Yeah.
But it isn't just this one rain event, as I said. We've had a lot of heavy, heavy rain events. Even last year, the events we got them, they were really heavy. But when you get really, really heavy rains and it soaks that earth around our roadways and you can drive a concrete truck on it, it just beats up our roads.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a change order to fix the roads, but that's, you know, just unavoidable. Okay. With this heavy construction and this kind of weather that we've had. And there, I think that's the end, right? Yep.
Awesome.
So there is your update for denitrification project.
Well, I heard nothing but good news.
Yeah, it all looks good.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
And you know what else is great, Gregory, is you haven't been in here giving us that much bad news. That's, you know, it's
yep.
been 2 years,
yeah.
and it's only been a couple of times you've had to come in and say, hey, and nothing's anybody's fault. I'm just saying that we didn't have any things occur that were really, we averted some things we thought might have been problems, but good job running the team out there. I know that we'll all be happy when Anderson's done and gone. And
yes, we will.
Just because the project's over with. I didn't mean anything by that.
I mean, look at the plant site there, and these are
some drone pictures.
Oh, these are cool.
Aaron's good on the
Aaron's
drone.
Doing good at this.
Yeah.
But you can see the mud we got everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, every time it rains, it's just drowned in mud, and we're.
This is relatively recent.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah, this
recent.
Is just over the weekend.
On Saturday.
Oh, I was gonna. Yeah. Okay.
That's awesome.
The bottom of the picture is anoxic basin number two. And oxidation ditch number two.
Oh, yeah, because there's the...
And then the middle ditch is out of service now.
Mm-hmm.
And anoxic basin number three is in front of it. But you can see how much tighter the site plan is now. See how much smaller it is to drive
yeah,
around.
It is pretty tight.
You know, we had to squeeze these things in here to get them in here. And fortunately, of course, you can also see some of the water there behind oxidation four. See all the water laying on the ground around oxidation four and around the back. You know,
it's...
And the solar dryers.
It's totally nuts, Gregory, because when I got on the board, this was nothing but an empty field.
Yeah.
From the clarifiers all the way to the drying shed, and that shed wasn't there.
Yeah.
Was nothing but empty field.
Right.
Overgrown weeds.
Yeah. So we've stuck
so
it
now. Totally nuts.
Yeah.
Wow,
and also
we've come a long way.
Is underground, we had to completely redo all the piping in between all the stuff.
Right.
So there's been a lot of piping crossovers, a lot of piping switches outs, back and forth.
And we've got a very comprehensive map with all the valves in it on it.
Yeah. Hopefully, we've only hit water lines 20 times.
Only 20.
We would have never known.
I guess 20 is better than 100, right?
Yes. Got it. So we're just showing you a bunch of different viewpoints.
Yeah. No,
very
this
cool.
is great.
This is very cool.
This is really neat.
No, you guys, yeah. All right, they got questions.
All right, so here is your clarifiers there, and we have ditch two on the right and ditch three on the left. So you can see ditch three is now out of service.
Right.
That's the one that moved, that little panel that moved. The good news is one thing that was different is that they built anoxic basin number two early. Originally, we were going to build anoxic basin three and four and ditch three and four. Get it completely done, and then do anoxic 2 and ditch 2. But Anderson actually saved some time on the project by building anoxic basin 2 early, so that once we get done with the startup of ditch 3 and 4 in April, all they have to do is convert ditch 2. All they gotta do is go fix ditch 2, put the new aerators in and stuff. So they saved a couple months at the end of the job by building anoxic basin 2 early.
And that goes back to what you said at the beginning, that we're going to be anox in April instead of
yes.
in
October.
June or whatever, or October. Yeah, well, it originally was supposed to be June.
Right.
That's good.
And the volume, the actual volume isn't changing. It's changes in, I mean, in other words, the UV facility still is capable of keeping up with the amount of effluent we put through it and all, everything like that. So
the flow is the same. It's a new process.
Okay.
So the process, in addition to cheating oxygen demand.
Oh, that's a good picture of the headworks.
Mm-hmm. It also treats nitrogen now.
That's awesome.
That's the big thing about the process. So there's the headworks with the new screens and the clarifier.
Those are called bar screens, right?
Yes.
And why aren't they called rag screens?
Well, they're made out of bars. Is a bunch of finger bars.
Oh, okay. So it's descriptive. Okay.
There's a quarter inch slot between them.
So it's not what they catch.
And then
they
cleans it.
Made.
Yeah.
And then they come down and they, you know, they rake.
Right. Right. Okay.
Take the rags off. And if you want to know what wastewater treatment is, go watch a bar screen. Rake rags off.
Nope, I'm good.
I saw that on Dirty Jobs. I don't need to see it again.
That'll teach you what wastewater is all about. So there's three on the left and four on the right. So you see the anaerobic basin is all ready to go. Four is already running, up and running. And the anaerobic basins are sitting and waiting for oxygen 3 to get done. As soon as oxygen 3 is done, and you see there's a little pump station just to the left of oxygen dish number 3. That's a pump station. So as soon as that pump station and the oxygen is done, that process goes online. So that's it.
So that's done in like the next month.
In April, yeah. Yeah. So March. Might
2 months.
End of April.
End of April.
Yeah. So. And then there is 2 and 3 again, with the headworks in the middle. And it's funny, when you do an aerial view, you find out that contractors can't lay out structures where ground some dumping lines over. Go back one.
Your feng shui is off?
Yeah, it's like, you know, every time I look at an aerial view of this plant, I just laugh at these contractors, surveyors. You know,
no symmetry to them at all?
Yeah, there's like off
right
a little.
Here. It goes right here. Like, okay, really? You know, when you're on ground level, you can't tell. But you get up above, you're like, this is pretty hunky, guys.
There's no leveling there.
Yeah, they're none of them line up with each other.
No, they don't line up at all.
Yeah.
I guess it's probably good we don't see it from the top very much.
No, it drives my OCD
nuts.
Yeah,
it would make me nuts, too. I mean, can you move it, like, just a little this way?
I can't. I walk into people's houses and straighten pictures, you know what I mean? I do. Your picture's crooked.
So all I do is I send a picture to the contractor and make fun of them. That's about all I can do. And you can see the anaerobic basins are deep. Right?
Yeah.
You know, these are deep basins. They're about 300,000 gallons each. And the oxidation ditch is about 1 million gallons each.
That's crazy.
So each train is about 1.3 million gallons of polymer. We have little entrance gates, side gates. I like the way you drove the drone inside the basin.
I want to see it.
Probably try to drive it up that 3 foot.
So there's 3. Now see the piping on the ground there? That's bypass piping.
Right.
Yeah. So that'll eventually go away, correct?
All that goes away, yeah. Yeah. But this one, we've got to work around all the bypass piping that's going on to get, you know, dish 4 online.
Man, look how hand pumping everything is 4 right now. That never used to have water around the backside of the pond.
Yeah.
That's a picture he showed.
Yeah. Now I can see where you're talking. Now I can see with the perspective.
Yeah. There's a bypass for the raw influent right there. That's the green pipe. It's that influent line. You can see you've got a temporary pipeline on the ground, so they can bypass that. So that's the raw influent bypass. So we got 2 bypasses. We're bypassing the mixed liquor and RAS. Those are the 2 pipes, and we're bypassing the influent. So we got pipes laying all over the place right now. And there is your existing rotors. You can see the water pattern is not as nice and neat like you see on the other ones.
That's 2?
Yeah. And there's 3. That's what they look like when they're dewatered.
How much, was there just a couple feet of water in there right now? In that picture?
Inches.
Huh?
There's inches, just like 6 inches.
Oh, that's all that is?
Yeah. And they got a little dam up there. Now, see
oh,
that
wow.
Oh, that's pretty.
The pattern is?
Yeah. Man.
So, you know, that's a little tiny stream of water. So the disc is on the right, And see how the water hangs on the sides and you get little air channels in between each one?
Mm-hmm.
Before we lowered the covers, it got all smashed up. It was like a washing machine, looked like. Looked pretty good, looked pretty aerated. But it's not as efficient as keeping those nice clean channels in between each stream. So you can see how much more efficient the rotors look than the others. And we've had that big crane on site driving around for quite a while, picking stuff up. Oh, good one, Aaron. So there's your bar screen.
Nice.
It's awesome.
Nice stainless.
We're so proud of that.
It makes him smile every time you see it. And you can see it from the highway, too.
These are far superior, more reliable in the industry. So first thing to get to, the second off, is they're more reliable to start with. They're more industrial screen.
Well, I'm glad the board saw fit to approve those.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you.
Well done.
Yeah,
thank you for that. And thanks for all the illustrations. That really makes it fun to look at.
Thank you for the drone shots, Aaron. Those are awesome.
Good job.
Aaron's the pilot on the drone.
So.
I have a drone in the ditch.
Yeah, we have a drone on our roof.
Oh, sorry. Your $1,000 drone is floating around the ditch right now.
Warranty, right? So are there any other questions or discussion?
No, good job.
Any future discussion agenda items?
Is that it?
Wonderful.
We're here for
we are going to adjourn the meeting at 6:01.
Hey, thanks again, Gregory. Yeah. Nice job.